This is the Business English Podcast, episode 229, Take or Bring. Avoid this common English mistake. Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you today?
Feeling great, Aubrey. How are you? How's it going?
I'm excellent. I'm very excited for this episode. Yes. We are sharing a very common mistake, but first I have a question for you, Lindsay.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
How often do you order food delivery, like from Grubhub, Uber Eats, something like that?
Well, it's almost lunchtime, Aubrey. How can you speak about food delivery right now?
How could you do this to me?
I do sometimes. Not super often, maybe once a month. It is expensive, right? Yes. But yeah, certainly I would love for someone to just bring me my meal every day. It would be a dream. And I would just order ice cream sundaes every day.
I know. I don't know how people afford to do it all the time. I feel like it's really ramped up how often people do that. Yeah. Lots of teenagers. I've noticed my daughter was working and she said a lot of the coworkers, you know, they're all kind of teenagers. They would order like Grubhub delivered while they're working.
Wow.
Lots of them all the time. Like, how do they afford that? Save your money.
That's a new thing. Well, obviously it's new. I mean, these businesses have cropped up with delivery. I know
when you and I were working, we had to send some, like what somebody would run to the sandwich place and grab food for everybody, right? We didn't have the option of ordering food delivery.
Or you bring your little brown paper bag, you know,
or you bring your own lunch. Exactly. Even cheaper,
which is great too. I've done that a lot as well. So we are going to give results for a poll at the end of today's episode, right, Aubrey? We're going to get into that.
We have a key poll for today. So stay to the end. We are going to ask you guys a really interesting question about today's episode.
Yes.
You listen in Spotify. So we'll share that at the end, but we used an interesting verb here in this little intro conversation, bring. You said, I'd love for someone to bring me food every day.
Yes.
And there's a very common error that language learners make in English, which is differentiating between take and bring. Mm. And we know this is common because in a lot of languages, it's the same verb. Mm-hmm. In French, there's one verb, and in English, we split it, and it's take and bring. And so this can be very confusing for language learners.
Oh, yes. This is very subtle, right? So we're going to teach you guys the subtleties today. Was there another episode? Did we mention that other episode where this came from? Did we mention that?
No, we haven't yet. And yes, we were recording an episode of All Ears English about the verb get and all of the verbs that we replace with get.
Yes.
And this came up, right? Lindsay, you were like, we need to do a follow-up about bring and take.
Yes.
Because these, sometimes we use get instead of bring. And there's a common error that we see. We want to make sure you guys are aware of it so that you can confidently use both of these verbs in English.
So make sure, first of all, go ahead and open up your search bar right now, guys. Type in All Ears English, and that will get you over to All Ears English. Go ahead and hit that follow button immediately.
Yes, and check out episode 2121 if you missed it. That's sort of part one of this. It was called Almost 177 Ways to Use Get in English, because there are 177 phrasal verbs with get. Crazy.
Yes.
But this is sort of a follow-up focusing in on take and bring and this common error that we see.
All right. So let's guide our listeners right into this topic. Again, we're going into nuance. We're going into subtleties, but our listeners are ready for it, Aubrey.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about this error that we see, right? Like I mentioned, this verb these two verbs are often one verb in other languages. So we might hear a mistake like, can you take me that report? Mm. Or can you bring this to his office? And today we're going to dive in. Why is that an error? You guys listening out there, you might be like, wait, what's the mistake? That sounds good to me. These yeah. we use for specific, especially when we're talking about something being delivered, like food being delivered to you, mm-hmm. papers being delivered to an office. We use these all the time at work, and it's really easy to mix them up.
Yeah. I mean, certainly, can you take me that report? It feels like nails on a chalkboard, right? So that doesn't feel right. But can you bring this to his office? I feel like we say that colloquially. Do you?
Yes, this is yeah. a colloquial English thing. Like that might not sound as incorrect to you,
yes.
but to yeah. for our purposes, to make sure you always get it right, we'll share when you should use bring and when you should use take. We'll separate okay. them out so that you make sure you get it right always. Because when it's colloquial English, there may be places in the US or other English speaking country where that's nails on a chalkboard to them.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited to learn something here today too, then. Let's do it. Let's get into it, Aubrey.
Awesome. Okay, let's dive into bring first. And okay. we use this to ask for something to be delivered to the speaker.
Okay.
Right? So can you please bring me 3 copies? So wherever I am, I'm saying, please bring me something.
Okay, so it's taking the point of view of the speaker, and it's yes. something that is coming to you, right? From exactly. someone else. Right?
Exactly. So the mistake would be, can you please take me 3 copies of this? Because if I'm saying, deliver it to me, I'll always use bring.
Ah, okay. Or for example, please bring a copy of the agenda to the meeting. So again,
this
I'm
is
at the
a little
meeting.
Trickier where it's assumed that you will be at the meeting
right.
when these copies are coming, right? So this is where it's not always going to be bring me this, bring me that. Mm. Often it will be assumed the location of the speaker.
Interesting.
And maybe in a future time like this, please bring me a copy or Ooh. Bring a copy of the agenda to the meeting.
This is tricky. So is this assuming that if I'm giving you instructions, but I'm not going to be at the meeting, I have to say, please take a copy of the agenda to the meeting, grammatically speaking.
Grammatically speaking, yes. Good point. Okay. If I'm not going to be at the meeting, then mm-hmm. I would change the way I say this. I'd say, please yeah. take a copy of the agenda. Because I'm saying
yeah.
take with you. Yeah. I'm not asking you to bring anything to me to where I'll be.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I think a lot of native speakers would even still say that again, like we said, even if you're not going to be there, make sure you bring a copy to the meeting. But if we want to be 100% in line with the rules, then this is good to know, Aubrey. Yeah.
Yes, this is one of those really tricky things in English where you might hear native speakers make this mistake. Some will care a lot more than others. This might be an Americanism. We might make the mistake more in the US. Maybe. But if you are in another English speaking country, they might be more clear about it or more strict about which one they use. So when in doubt, yeah, we just want to be clear on the grammar that bring is used for yeah. huh. to bring it to the speaker, to the location of the speaker.
All right. And so after a quick break, we're going to come over to take. Excited to get into that. Here we go.
Yes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, Aubrey, we are back. We're getting into take now. Now tell yes. us about take. Yes.
So take is used to, when we're talking about something being delivered, right? Because mm-hmm. of course, for bring and take, there are lots of things you can say, but the error that we see is when something is being delivered. And this is for something being delivered elsewhere, not to the speaker.
Right, right. It's the opposite, right?
The opposite. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for example, can you take this to my office?
Okay.
This would be a mistake if I'm in my office, it'd be strange, right? Can you take me this paper? No, that
no.
doesn't work. Can you take mm-hmm. this to my office? If I'm in my office, you might be confused. Wait, now what do you mean, right?
Yeah,
this would
for
be if
sure.
I'm not in my office and I'm asking you to deliver something there.
Right. Definitely in terms of a tip off of meaning. When you say that to me, automatically I think, okay, you're not there. You've already left right. the office, let's say, or you haven't gotten there yet.
Exactly. Because if I say, can you bring this to my office? Your assumption is I'm in the office and it would be strange if I wasn't.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. What else? Any other examples with take?
Yeah. And you could say, please take this delivery to our client's office, right? Okay. Maybe you have, you're sending something via courier. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say, you know, bring this to the client's office, because I'm only going to say bring as the speaker if you're bringing something to me.
Oh, tricky. I'm learning something today.
It is interesting, especially like you said, where colloquially we're a little more loose, a little more flexible, but some of these sound really wrong to you, right? To say, you know, that initial mistake, you can't say, can you take me that report?
Ooh, no, that feels very wrong. Very wrong. Do we have a poll to announce? Here's our poll that we mentioned at the top of the show. Aubrey, shall we announce that and get our listeners to take action?
Let's do it, right? If you listen in Spotify, you can answer our polls. There's a key poll today. We want to know, which of these verbs do you use more often at work, take or bring? Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Lindsay. I feel like I use take a lot more, but I don't know. I'd have to think about it. You guys might want to think about it a little bit before you answer the poll question.
Yeah, think about it. Go ahead for a couple of days at work and maybe come back to the episode, answer it, and see what comes up the most. We are going to announce the results a little bit later on, maybe in a few weeks. Right, Aubrey? We'll come back to that, let you know.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, so role play time. All right.
Yes. In this role play, I am delivering Uber Eats to your office, Lindsay.
Oh, nice.
I'll start us out.
Yes.
Do you know where office 202A is? I'm bringing them a food delivery.
You found it. Thanks for bringing this.
No problem. Sorry, I'm late. I took it to the building next door accidentally.
Our office is hard to find. You're not the first one to take something to the wrong office. Oh, it makes me think of pizza delivery. Oh, now I want pizza. Yes.
And it's so funny because I'm seeing here that I wrote one colloquially, we'll say, in the role play where I said, I'm bringing them a food delivery because I'm not there. I should say I'm taking them a food delivery.
Funny, but it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right.
It's
no.
So interesting. We do. No. We'll often use bringing, whether it's to myself or to someone else.
Right.
But the actual should be taking. I'm taking this to them.
I think maybe, in my opinion, this is one of the times where we give our listeners permission to break the rule. And
because colloquially, especially if you're in the U.S., if you're liberally, working in the U.S.,
this
is a little more accepted.
Also, I would change the grammar if I want to use take there. I'm taking a food delivery to them. I would never say I'm taking them a food delivery, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Interesting. And this is, it's almost like are going with it, it's like I'm bringing them a food delivery so that myself is going there, so that I'm going there as well. Maybe that's why we sort of bend the grammar here.
Tricky. Okay, let's go on to the next. So I said, you found it. Thanks for bringing this. So I'm saying bringing this because I'm here and it's come to me.
I have brought it to you. Yes. To the speaker. And then I say, I took it to the building next door accidentally. And this, again, because I'm talking about taking it to someone other than the speaker. I wouldn't say bring.
Because I'm the speaker, right? I took it to the building next door accidentally. Right. And then you're saying, our office is hard to find. You're not the first one to take something to the wrong office.
Yes. And this would be strange to say you're not the first one to bring something to the wrong office, because you're not talking about something being brought to you,
but
taking it elsewhere.
Right. But just in contrast, if you said you're not the first one to bring something to our office instead of the correct one, that would work.
Yes. Because you would want to say bring because it's coming to you, the speaker.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
All right. Well, so we've seen, you know, a tendency of native speakers, at least in the U.S., we might be a little more liberal, as we said, with bring in different ways. Guys, always focus on connection, right? That's the most important thing, of course. What else should we come away with today?
I think we have a pro tip for you guys as we went through this. I think if you avoid saying, take me, right? Take me this thing. We're always saying, bring me, because it's bring to me. That feels like the biggest, sort of nails on a chalkboard mistake here.
Right.
Is to collocate that take and me together.
Okay. I like that. Maybe that should be the most important takeaway. Yeah. Don't get stressed out about all these rules that maybe you haven't heard before. Focus on the 80-20 approach, which is if you hear yourself saying, take me, what is it again, Aubrey?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to say can you take me my mail?
Yes.
Always say, bring me. Can you bring me my mail? Think of it coming to the speaker. So if you just eliminate that chunk, that's really the biggest mistake, especially a lot of this is very accepted in colloquial English. Mm-hmm. So avoid saying take me and instead bring me. Can you bring me my mail? Can you bring me that delivery?
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, when you do get meal delivery, don't be afraid to engage in a little, just a greeting, like, how's your day going? You know, I think just like as a note, you know, this is a tough job. Meal delivery is tough. Uber Eats
and true.
Grubhub and doing this work, people either on bikes in places like New York City or in the car running around, just give them a smile, have a connection moment right there. And it doesn't matter
if your English
isn't perfect in that moment. It's about that connection, getting them to smile, right?
And I think a lot of us, we sort of think, well, I've tipped them, so done, check. And we don't think about that human connection, right?
Money
the tip shouldn't replace the kindness. So that's really good advice, Lindsay.
Money can't fill up like where there's a lack of kindness, right? That's not something money can fill. So that's your opportunity. Order pizza, you know, have a quick conversation with the delivery person and just, it makes the world a better place, right?
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, I love that.
All right, good stuff. Aubrey, you have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks, Lindsay.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.